Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, and we are back again on this next episode. You're listening to Tamal Jed, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never Son. All right, what is on my mind right now? Doesn't seem like I have a lot to say, but something potent. I am looking on the situation of the world and bring my focus on what is it that causes the human world to function? What is it? Where would you point as primary cause that makes the human live and perform? Is it that we depend on ourselves, or we depend on what is called Mother Nature? What you think? And as I take a look at that and look at some elements that we are using. And the attitude is another thing with, you know, people who are alive and supposed to be civilized. I take a look at it, and I find that with having life and good health, the attitude part, the way people listen to things, the way they respond to things, the way they, their knowledge of words and what is to tell them when something is right from wrong. Now, the brain in the head of people is really a computer to make people be what we see we are doing here. And the my observation is we don't generally behave like we are tutored by our brains. It seems more like we have been tutoring our brain the other way around. But this is only restricted to the AD Anadamani era, though. I would be remiss. I did not make this stipulation. You see, because it would be very wrong to leave out the very essence of the point that I am making. You see, we are dependent on Mother Nature. I don't think anyone would want to deny that. But what about our attitude? You know? What about our attitude? And if you read about before Christ, what the world was like, what kind of world is it? Can you tell me? What the world was like? All right. The world before Christ. Do you understand? That is the world and the doing of civilized things to create a population. That's a different psychological world. You know that? The reason why it says before Christ. What is the significance of the civilized people? Because clearly, we did not invent civilized people. We didn't. We either were born civilized or uncivilized. And I talk all the time, who are uncivilized today that is counted for being civilized? It's a lot going on that most people not aware of. And if you're not in the history that tells us about the fact about life from long time ago to where we are, then we are out of reality. So what I have in mind here to talk about is the sodomite, only good at chasing black people for what they yes, the sodomite white people only good. They are only good at chasing the black people for what they could not civilly produce themselves. And if you do not agree with what I just said, I will deal with that, that you don't. But I will not deal with it in the sense that you will do injustice to the reasoning why you disagree with me. Because, that you know, that's why a lot of criminal stuff is in the world and why, you know, there is this unrest on earth with people, you know, with people, whether they're civilized or uncivilized. But it's what's making the problem. It's the brain thing is making the problem. All right. But I'm talking now simple because the Sodomite people bring in AD and Adamani, a different world concept, and put aside the civilized ways. They only use what is convenient for them. And there are fundamental things that are convenient to them that they have an interest in. They take it and use it the way they want to use it and throw away the fundamental principles of civility. They don't care about civility. Well, simply because they are Sodomites. And Sodomites' brain is not civilized brain. And you must understand that these are a unique humanoid that breed up with other, you know, Neanderthal and hybrid black people too. You see, and that is what is causing the problem in the world today, because we have mad people who say they are running and take over charge of the world and take over black people, and that is the ridiculous thing about it, that black people give over the world to white people. All right? So the context of my subject, the white people, and I'm not exempting any white people, and those that are, you know, not deserving of the condemnation because of where their mind and, you know, their heart is. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean that they are blamed together with them. It's just that it's a culture. And, you know, you would have to do a lot of things extra special to be looked upon differently than the rest. You know, and I hold out that possibility, yeah. However, you know, I in the context that I am talking right now, I'm, you know, it's the lumping time. It's the culture time. So I don't point out no specific person, but it's the entire lump. The understanding as a background to me talking is that I grew up in church. You see? And grow up in church, and whatever little reading you do, it's overwhelmed by the biblical concept of reading and understanding what you read. What is in the Bible are not real, like the creation story in the Bible is not a real story at all. It's a whole bunch of sodomite marauders and these criminal white people. That's what they write there and make it seem like it is a good kind of thinking. And when you come to find out, they tell you with their own mouth that they messed up the black people and they are happy about it. They conquer them and now they control up everything. It's a big story, and I imagine you'd have to listen to a lot of what I say to bring out even the broader sense of the issue I'm talking about, who white people are, where they come from, and who they are today. It's a lot. And one thing I can tell you, just a second. Okay. Now, apparently, I was born to have good sense. I mean, to, like, think and make sense. Because based upon our upbringing, let's say what my parents is like, I think there are some other children in Jamaica and around my locality who perhaps is not going to think, you know, in the context that I am speaking right now. They would not, you know, have my kind of desire and objective because of the way they are brought up. You know, I had a nice mother and, you know, we're talking about poor life, right? However, I am talking about the parenting and the kind of influence that is passed on from the parent to the child and the children. That has a lot to influence the way we grow up as adults and what we tend to think about and value. Putting it together, my siblings and myself, 11 children, one passed on. The rest of us, only one of, you know, the 10 of us that get along, that we get along, right? He's 4 years older than me. And what I remember back in Jamaica before he migrated to England is that he left the church. He came out of the church. So in our early age, you know, we are not influenced by anything else but the church because our parents is the first thing I can tell you is that my parents were church people. So I grew up and realized that. So I am saying that we are in a situation now that we need, you know, we need a lot of the right impression about our existence, see? Because we are lacking in that basic positive awareness, and we are taught about a world that don't exist, like a God who make heaven and earth, and all like that. There was a time when I compare the two. When I did not know anything about, you know, like before Christ, the world before Christ, I weren't taught anything about that, like the philosophy of life itself. No, because they brought in this new world order into our awareness when we were just African people. They come in and interrupt that because all were taken from Africa into ship and managed to live to come to the West, you know, they began to be deprogrammed by these sodomite white people who, you know, they're not civilized. But they learn some things and they can make trouble, right? And it may seem a little troubling. What I'm saying may be a little troubling to talk about white people in the way that I am, because they have now brainwashed us to think that they are the civilized people. But the history don't say that. And if the history don't say that, they don't say it either. They don't say it. Because what is on the ground and history say it, only what history says is retained. Yeah. Whether or not you like it or not, because, you know, you can think far above what is, you know, beyond what is right. You can think it as much as you want. But the truth is always about existence. And when you're talking about what doesn't exist, it doesn't worth attention, you know. It's not valuable, you know. No. So now, because of over the past 2,000 years with these white people creating a social order that is anti the one that preserve the world and preserve the integrity of civilization. Civilization. Because to tell the truth, I didn't know myself about civilization. I know the word, and I thought that people as a whole are civilized. I didn't know why. There was no breakdown to tell me what portion of this is this and of that. No. I didn't get that. So when I thought about the world before this era, you know, there was a problem. There was a problem when I just started to pay attention to it. Because prior to that, it's like, there's not much attention paid to that. But when my mind began to be affected and influenced by knowing the difference, different periods of time and stuff like that, I start to pay attention to that. I start to pay attention to the past that give birth to the present. Not the other way around. Hello? There was no church. And how the church came about? Only under A.D. Anno Domini. And what is A.D. Anno Domini itself? It's about Jesus that never exists either. His wife Sodomite. And just as the way it's wrong to fuck an ass is the way it's wrong for white people to force cohabitation on the black people. And not just that, but say they are government. When I read and find out what government is, now I know that black people are in big trouble. Because now I know white people don't have any authentic, I mean, outside of being authentic, it's not. Government that is established on planet Earth, you read about in the world history textbook. It's a good thing that I can say that. Because these sodomites now say they make up a world that they invent of their God in a Bible. Find out what the God of the Bible is a filthy, nasty character that they're saying have a son. And when you hear that, you better look to find out what it is about. Because what we have here today as government is definitely a mad, mad type of mental thinking spreading all over the world by white people who, according to them, they first put a lot together in England. Now, you talk about England. But do you know since when white people live in England? Do you know that? There's hardly any black people that know that. You know, when black people migrate to England to find work? Do you know who the white people are in England? They kill more black people than you will ever imagine. Yes, these same British people. They are a branch of the marauders that go all over the Western world and liquidate everything that the black people have and progressing with. They come in. And how did it happen? It happened because they interbreed with some of our ancestors of the Stippe coming out of Asia. Yeah, they make up like a factory and interbreed. Take the black men, because it seemed like nobody was developed enough to really do anything administratively and protect people. No. So what happened is that right there, they walk into a hornet's nest of these, Indo-European or, you know, coming from the Homo erectus. You see what I mean? That is the thing. When we don't know, we don't know. And here I am. I can tell you, I never knew until I started to read and find out. You see, and I was even worse off reading than I do today. I was so much worse. But because I keep on trying to get better, better to overcome whatever the problem is why I struggle to read, you know, like coming out of my experience of childhood, having to carry a lot of weighty things on my head, my little tender head, right up there. You know, you're talking about that's where, you know, the blood and the circulation, right behind my two eyes. All right, and my nostril organs to smell. You see, I think a few things are probably disturbed in my head, in my brain, because of, you know, those kind of abuses, which of course nobody inflict them on me. Is some of them is I inflicted on myself, because I don't know the danger of doing certain things, so I put heavy load on my head, and I have this eternal, you know, few miles to travel with this stuff on my head. I have to like ease the pressure from one side of my head to the other side of my head. And, you know, I am convinced the possibility exists that like my reading is impaired or, you know, thwarted because of, you know, things that happen on my head, right? That's what I think that caused me to be so endured in things that is of mental, you know, it's a mental action that must be taken, and your brain must be in certain state in order for you to digest certain kind of information and stuff like that. However, whatever I have found in me, I am glad that of the way that I think. I don't have the education, but I do have a lusting for the information, you see. And I try to find out. And even if you're not going to be a great sprinter or number one sprinter, but you can run enough to help yourself, you know? So that, because I can't read like other people, I can read to help myself a lot. And I learn things that you better know, because if I'm going to talk to you about certain things, that basically it becomes a general information. You better know what you're talking about. You better know what you're talking about, because guess what? We're not going off into somebody's territory of knowledge. If you have knowledge in something, you know, I worship that. You see, I love when somebody's talking real stuff, because, hey, that's the way to go, you know? So I'm saying what I see to be the problem is hearing and attention. Pay attention to things. Pay keen attention, because it's the four brain system we have in our head. Right off on the left hemisphere, there is a diagram and explanation of what's going on in our brain. The cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the brain stem and all that goes to our vertebrate, and why we feel we have this muscular nerve sensory. You know, it's a lot of stuff. You see, when people get sick, and a lot of treatment that they have to go through to fix certain things, man, right? You talk about to speak one moment coherent and know what you're saying. Do you know how much that value? How much do they pay on to advertise certain product up there for maybe just 1 minute? You have to pay a lot of money. Well, look, we take for granted experience we have in speaking, and we see for people who sing, you know, and they sing so sweet and all that. Sometimes you hear some folks have a vocal cord problem, right? So only when it's working and working good, you're benefited from it. Now, how we are created to function, and like I say, I carry these weights on my head, and right behind where it is, I am squeezing my head, you know, too severely, carrying this heavy weight on my head, right? You want to say, well, and, you know, the squeeze, I mean, the bone, the shell is protecting my inner core. Yes, I understand that, but I'm young, and you know, I'm not sure that my bone was all that by the time of 7 years of age or so. I don't know at what time it hardened to where, you know, weight like that would not affect me. However, my thinking process is not normal. Like, it's, you know, like most people are. So I think something happened. All right. I have a level of concentration and a level of concern about things. So when it comes to our communication, that is something that I take ultimately serious, because it is a part of the human existence that we can't live without that. Speaking. But then we find out before AD and Adam and Eve come in, before Christ, there was these white people in Europe 1.8 million years ago. Why were they there all that time and never move up the ladder to be civilized, let's say, like us? and what they become after they met up with the African people. It's not a joke. I'm not talking nonsense. It's the truth. It is the truth. For them to take the position that they take, they should know at some point, with all of their clever knowledge, they should know that there is going to be a kickback, like a horse that don't like how you walking up behind him. Land you a kick. You don't want to feel it, right? Well, my friends, what I'm saying now is these white people, they have gone through an experience and they have done things in the world that's not civilized at all, not proper at all, but they decide to shape the world in a way like the way they want it. So what we find when civilization come into the world, it has government and they know it. They know it, but they decide now, based on the fact that they learn to read and able to transact certain kind of a business, they decide that, okay, black people don't want to take charge of anything, and what they are up to, we would have to be doing much better than what how we are behaving, like just living every day. They want something more than that. And since they couldn't do it within the prior, say, almost 2 million years, know that they get some civilization from us through the Elohim science, goddamn. Now they have access, the ability to read, write, and speak a language. The only thing is they cannot be a civilization because they can't reproduce and bring forth children like African people do. They are Homo erectus offspring, and they are by nature don't know the difference between a vagina and an asshole. Do you understand that? White people don't know the significant difference between the vagina and a body hole, anus, the anal cavity. They don't appreciate the difference. Do you get it? So when you sit there and talking about your democracy and all this kind of stuff, you don't read and know what democracy is. You just don't know what democracy is. Because didn't I? I didn't know myself. I start to read stuff that I know. Nobody was never going to sit down and tell me that. Not because they don't want me to know, but they don't know themselves. And it's very crucial to our living, the knowledge that we are to have and our awareness of life that we're supposed to know. However, this is not what is happening. These white people come in and the amount of stuff you're reading in the Bible that they wrote and say, not go like that. But they have to contrive and build up fictional ideas of things and tell people to believe in it. That's the truth. So I am very concerned about the level of concern people have using words. Because the black people, the white people, black, put a blockade around civilization. You know, they screen off the attention that is to be paid to civilization and put it on the distraction of the AD Anno Domini. And remember, all of what has happened in the world happened after they overthrow the king in Rome, Italy, and start calling themselves Roman. Why? Because
they have to use a word and thing that they can adapt, whether it is physical or it is not intangible, tangible or intangible. They have to use that which come from black people. Do you understand? If you read history, you will understand what I'm saying. If you're a Bible believer, you can't deal with what I'm saying. And so was I when I didn't know myself. You see, these folks, things that we become blind to because we read the Bible, are things that we should, that we would be exposed to if we were grown up the natural way before Christ. When they change before Christ into now Christ, this is when everybody turns idiot. Psychologically, we are cut off from the influence. We are cut off from the influence to see reality, to interpret reality and what is civilization. We think everybody now a civilization, every country a civilization. It's not so, because civilization comes through being hybrid, the blood of the intelligent gods, not the Homo sapiens, because the Homo sapien level of intelligence cannot be compared with the Elohim. You see, the Elohim created the Homo sapiens too. See, so the thing is, what we ought to know, where the blood line is coming from. You see what I mean? Not just 1,000 years ago, but 300,000 or 200,000 years ago. That's where we have to go to understand what civilization is. There was no civilization on earth before the gods came here. If there were civilization, who would be the people of the civilization? It would be the white people. But there is the historic proof that they didn't come up to civilization as to what they are now enjoying now. Why didn't they? Why white people never come up to civilization over the past 1.1 million years? Come on, man. If you have $1 million, you know, I mean, you know, you have some money. A lot of people would like to have $1 million. Right? So you talk about almost 2 million years. If you have $2 million, a lot of people would be cool with that. Even less than that, a lot of people cool with, right? But if you have $2 million, you can spend, you know, have some financial freedom there, you know, quite a few things. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you, if you look at the history and look at where these white people come from, as an African person, you would change your mind because your jawbone is going to start, you know, start feeling a certain kind of way. Because when you see what the human world has been and what is civilization, when you read it in the World History textbook, you don't listen to nobody or tell you nonsense. You have to go from the textbook because only that is record of reality. Right. White people is not into black people reality, you know. And we have been fitted with the government of the gods from they came here and they created us. We are under their government, and that's what is left here with us called kingship. These sodomite faggots, they don't want to hear nothing about that. So when they wrote the Bible and to make a new world order and drag black people underneath it, If we never learn to read well, they come in and messed up our chance for knowing who we are, and it's the reason why they are controlling us today. Because guess what? They have a lock and key on their knowledge, and you can't get in there. You see, and maybe a lot of white people don't even know that. But they, who they call the leaders, the ringleaders of the sodomites, they know. They know where they are, where they are standing. And they just don't hope that someone is going to come up in the, you know, like, in the seat of King David. Okay, and throw them out. You know, they don't expect that to happen, because right now they say they have the law of the land of the earth. And look here, no, they're faggots. They don't understand. You have to forgive them. They are faggots. They don't have civilized brain like hybrid people. They do not. I say they do not. You doubt me? Call me right here. You call me and talk to me. You know, because I love to talk. I love to be in a position where somebody put me in a spot and let me come out. I like that. I really do, because good. If I don't know enough about what I'm talking about, then somebody need to like expose that. Because look, what really matters is this Adam and Eve thing. Is it true? You know, but if you come and start talking to me about the Holy Ghost and all that kind of stuff, then, you know what? Don't belong into a certified worldly textbook. And the Bible that you have about the Holy Ghost is not certified at all by nobody. I say nobody. You see what I mean? And look, I tell you this. If nobody is going about it in the linguistic way, win your cause through linguistic, not a gun. All right? I am telling you this, that, see? When I am talking, and I know that my talking is based on the information that I find to be the record of the past. If it is not record of the past, you have no link connected to the civilization, the energy in the world, and we have it written down. If you're not connected to that, your life is really don't worth much. Only maybe say to yourself, but not to other people who want enlightenment and want to know exactly what our surrounding is for, and why we are who we are here today. You see, if we don't get to know the past, we cannot know the present. And that is just a fact. So hearing things and communicating very, very commanding that people understand words, because words are more awesome than the bullet in a gun. One word can do things that you never imagine. Just one word. Just the fact that you can use this word and you use it right. Yeah. It's not a joke. So what I'm trying to say to you is that whether you like it or not, white people don't have anything to do with civilization. None whatsoever. None. And it doesn't matter what they say or what they do, they can't prove their alliance with the River Valley. Civilization. They don't have no connection to it. And if you read it, and you read about Mesopotamia, and you read about all what have been done and by what people, it's not the bunch that went up into Europe 1.8 million years ago. And at that time, when the gods created mankind some 300,000 to 200,000 years ago, and another, and let's say, 100,000 years ago, out of that 200 or 300, we were walking out of Africa to other land mass in the west, right? So they would normally go down through Asia, right? And go up to the what the Being Bridge or whatever they call it, and come into the Americas. Now, what at that time when we were coming out of Africa, what did our people see of these white people? They came upon these white people. And who are they? They are the offspring of the humanoid. Or humanoid. Homo erectus. They can only make stone tool. That's how clever they were. They can make stone tool. They can hunt for food. And they have no language, right? Even though at that time they already interbreed up with the Neanderthals, they just do not have any contribution to civilization. You see what I mean? Because they don't have any of the hardware or software that makes up civilized life. They never had nothing. But one thing they have done is by interbreeding with the Neanderthals, it set them in line to do the same thing with the African people, because they came into a higher human development. Homo sapiens gave rise to two subgroups, and that is the Neanderthals that they interbreed up with, and us who have become hybrid, and that human development is no longer around. We don't hear nothing more about Homo sapiens today. Right? And then both the Homo erectus and the Homo sapiens, they all died. They died out. So it's only the hybrid that remain after some 300,000, 200,000 years. You see? And by their interbreeding with the Homo erectus, and they get attributes, a lot of human attributes, with the generation that they interbreed up with. All right, and then there is now the point is, at what stage of civility were the white people when the black people is walking out of Africa to come into the Western Hemisphere? Can you put that together? Right? Because they are writing all kinds of information to muddy up time and situation in the minds of the black people. You see? Because they have already proved what they can do in the planet Earth. And we are to realize what we have not done. Why they have taken charge. There is no legal access for them to do that. So they are doing things based on the fact that they are sodomites and they are criminals. If we don't have what to, like, you know, send them going in the other direction, they will always do what they have been doing over the past, say, 2,000 years. You know, and that's kneading the black people into the ground. You see? But clearly, they think the weapon that they have sealed the deal for them, because they don't think of any knowledge beyond that. Today, I want to focus on this, because unless you see the view of what is really happening in the human world, at night when people go to sleep, and daytime, everybody get up and do things. Have a sense of the world, the right sense, and not looking on it in just an imaginary sense. You don't know for sure. But if you read and you understand how the earth turns around and rotate, right? And rotate. So we need to have the right sense, and the right people need to have the right sense. Other than that, any fool is going to lead you astray, because these white people have virtually, well, not even virtually, they own anything. They did not have the power of owning anything. They only had the potential, undeniable. You see, undeniably, they had the potential. Regardless of what they did, they made the potential to want things and to have things. And that's basically what happened. But to prove who learn language and everything from us, start to use our name, our character and everything, and go and like say, they are the ones, you see, who come with science and call themselves, you know, the modern scientists and all this kind of stuff. And the people that they kill long before, because, you know, like Galileo, you know, they who say they found the church as faggots. They don't want natural people to talk reality and civilized knowledge. They don't want that because they're a faggot. They don't have the amount of sense like the hybrid people, say, you know, intelligent and natural people. And when we don't have education, it's understandable we are not going to be able to present ourselves well, you see, because we need the education. But it doesn't mean you are not who you are in blood. You see what I mean? You are going to be what you are in blood. Because clearly, black people, you know, breed up a lot in the villages and stuff like that till we are able to become a big civilization. And now these sodomites run coming and take it over from us. You see? So after they read and have the amount of sense and information that they have, they're armed and dangerous, not just with weapon, but look, you know, with what they can do because they can read. They're doctors, they're lawyers, and they're all architects and all kind of stuff, engineers and stuff like that. So they are not people to play with. But the basic truth is what they cannot play with. You see, they can't deal with us if we wake up to the basic knowledge we're supposed to have. White people could never deal with black people. Never. Right? No more than I don't see no white people dealing with me, no matter who they are, and even if they have 1 trillion university degrees. Because they are on an orientation that is anti-civilization. White people are the Elohim civilization. You see, they are unwilling to identify that it is the gods that brought civility here. Oh no, they want to write this Bible and talk about this whole bunch of fuckery about Adam and Eve in a garden. That is taking black people's life and use it to their own fucking use. That's what it is. They can't go out and do anything on their own because they don't have name. They don't have origin of blacks. And now, though, they have enough sense to, take hold of the wealth and make up their scheme about AD and Adamani and totally watch us not able to use our own code of law. Kingship of the gods. We can't use it, and they find out not one of us would cite a line or a word in defense. That's what it is. All right? That's what it is. And it's bad. However, you know, there is deliverance. And it is written in the book, in portion of the book. And you know, it is written that in trespassing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our gods, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. That's what the Bible is. Words of falsehood. And there are the pages that carry a good message in there. And you have to identify it. And don't take the Bible for granted. It is not about truth to save anyone, all right? But you hear and read rebuke of these iniquity that's being done in the same Bible. Rebuke. And that's what some of it I'm reading right now. And judgment is turned away backward. And justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the gate, in the street, and iniquity cannot enter If you have a eye to see what is going on in the world, you would understand what I've just read there, right? Yes. Truth. Feel. And he that departed from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. The Lord is not pleased about that. That the white people come and take over control of the world from the African hybrid people. He says, truth fall in the gate, because all, you see, black people are talking and rebelling and will talk some little truth, but them truth fall in the street, right? The truth fall in the street. Iniquity cannot enter. In America here, you can't bring nothing in America here because the faggot, they will not allow you. Because what? They say they're ruling with a constitution. But where is the legal authority for all of what they have done? Because the world is full of civilization long time before they come out 1.8 million years. Without nothing, and until they learn something from the hybrid people who spread civility all over the world. Until they did, before they were able to start stealing like somebody, you have to be careful about. Because these criminals, they do serious, serious things. But they were not doing this level of criminal activities before because they didn't know how. You see, but you can see where what was in them, you know, it's just like lions and other animals that prey on other animals. This is the way these white people are. However, the level of their human development. But look at what they do. You see, they go after the Neanderthals and then go after the African hybrid people too. You see? So now when they get to the point when black people, for lack of protecting what is theirs, the Lord saw it and find out that not even the little truth that some of us are talking, nobody don't pay that no mind, because they're not touching the live wire, you see. Feel it. And he that depart from evil, make himself a prey. Okay? If you're not careful, you become a prey. All right? So, he says, and the Lord saw it, pleased him that there was no judgment. Some people say, well, you must not judge. But judge works in two, both positive and negative contexts, right? So judgment is an ingredient of the brain for you to use your discretion to know, oh, look, it's raining, you know, you have to take an umbrella with you or something. You know, you have to have judgment, you know, even of when you're driving, judgment of braking distance. Know how far to stay beyond another vehicle going at a certain speed. So this is what we are looking at today. We are Black people must realize that, well, at least here, we have government. that exists. In the Bible you're reading about, what about King David? Come on. So where these white people come from? What is the route that they travel in life to put them where they are today? To know about the spatiotemporal time. How long they were in Europe. You're supposed to look at what matters and what is fact from fallacy. You know that if somebody never exists, you wouldn't have no history of them. Right? These white people, we have history of them. But because they are in this criminal act and black people shut their lip and they are carrying on, they say and do anything they want. You see, because nobody is seeing the legal issue that constitute the life of the black people. Right? The ethnic people. They are different. But these white people decide that they find a way. They find a way to do things and tilt the balance of the worldview to their side. That's what they decided to do. Right? Now, whatever they do, it's going to be dangerous for them. Now, dangerous for the black people because they are mass power and they begin to kill black people any which way they want, and you know, they will never be brought to judgment, not under the period that they are doing it, because the black people are foolish enough to accept that they have a government. Where did they come from, the government? Black people don't know that. Because they don't have no government. They make that fucking nonsense. The white people make a D and a Domini, right? And they only make it because they are sodomites. The Chinese wouldn't do it. The Indians wouldn't do it. Nobody else would do it. You know? And the Arabs, they are taken under the influence of the sodomites too. And now, just like you have a lot of blacks, fall under the influence of the sodomites, the homosexuals. You see what I mean? And now, they have molded themselves into the character, whereas they are giving off the impression like they are natural people too, equivalent of the hybrid. Imagine. And they have a Bible that deny that the black people are hybrid, are ethnic. You see what's going on? All right. But this is what I want to show you here while I'm reading this to you. Is that they hatch the cockatrice egg and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garment, neither shall their cover, neither shall they cover themselves. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to shed evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Isn't that what you see today with the government here? I mean the government, the federal government and all the states there. Isn't that what they do? Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their path. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whoever going therein, whoever goeth therein, shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold, obscurity for brightness. But we walk in what? But we walk in the darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men.
All right. So now I was reading to you from this point where truth falleth, truth faileth. All right? The truth failed. And he that depart from evil make himself a prey. You see that? You want to live clean. You want to do the right thing. The system of the AD and Adamani, and particularly into the America, they call United States. It is not about truth. It is about principality, corruption. That's what it is about. Gun and drugs and child sex trafficking and all of that kind of stuff. That's what the government in the United States is. Drugs and everything that's evil. In pharmaceutical and otherwise. That's what this country is, because what? They live off the African wealth all around the world. And you don't know that. You think white men just come and have stuff. And you don't read what is written, what they said, why they came to this to the African world. You don't read that. You don't know. Right? When you know, you have the evidence. You have what to stand on. But when you don't, you don't have a say. Right? Because in this world, it's the energy, the positive energy, perfectly put together. You can't lose. You just cannot lose. Unless you're not going up to the top where you belong. Go to the top of it. So it goes on. For he says here, and he was, and Esau, right? So he says, and the Lord saw it, pleased him. All those iniquities displeased him. That there was no judgment. Now, this is something here that's being written, because it is clearly speaking of what I have as an experience and what other people have an experience, the way the world people have come along over the past, say, the last, few years that we recall, is iniquity in America, past 400 years. Iniquity that never should be, right? And it is clear that black people fail to administrate a political governing body that's been here. Nobody has the power
to remove it. Why are we without it? It is not because these guys came with power to overthrow black people life. It is because black people are slack and worthless. That's all there is. You know, it's not a fair fight. You know, it should not be a fight. You see, because what we have in evidence is word power, spoken the truth, that's the end of it. When word power speak the truth, it's different from somebody who's skylarking. Like Dr. Martin Luther King them and all, you know, guys with them have a good mind, but I mean, their doings, not good enough at all. Not even Malcolm X, not even Muhammad Ali. Some of them managed to exist fairly well because they were making some impression. But the impression should not be for a few people. You see what I mean? No, it should not be because of a group. It should be universal truth. That means drive out sodomite culprit them out of our country. Drive them out because they use the Bible to get into all of us country and turn us upside down with the Bible. If we don't learn now that the Bible is not our book, then go on with them. Because you can't deny the devastation that these sodomites have created. It's published. So what excuse black people have to believe in Jesus? You mean you're so dumb? You mean you're that dumb that you only have capacity to love Jesus that didn't even want women in the church and God, where didn't, you know, I couldn't allow the woman to have children, you know, in good health. But in prescribed pain, they must have pain automatically. Imagine this your God here. Imagine that God in the Bible. And you can only believe in Jesus. who make me Jesus? Are them, the sodomites. Okay? Read your history and you will see none of these things are part of civilized people. Make these white people turn into uncivilized sodomite people, and that's the end of your life. You can't twist any more out of that if you go in there, right? Now, like I said to you, when you can't get a reason to object to something, you can't find a reason to move into this direction or that direction, you do need the reason if it exists. So when I talk about these white people, and since they are the glamour of the world today, right? And it's like, oh, you can't talk about them like that because they're this and they're that. But they're not this and that above the history that says exactly who they are. And once the truth is spoken of you, don't bother resist it. Go about your business. You see what I mean? Because if people not trying to make trouble for you, why are you making trouble for them? No, if they decide they don't want your stinking ass and sodomite self, your soul around them, just go about your business. That's what you have to do. Instead of imposing on them and trying to convince them and kill them that, oh, you are the greatest fucking ass. With church and all this redeeming, all of these churches and all these kind of stuff. No. Well, I'm not waiting on anybody to tell me I can, you know, I'm waiting on, I only, you know, this is principality stuff. This is principality. And that's what we are to be controlled by, is principality. You can't take these sodomites' words in a Bible and then destroy yourself with it. Right? And now, if somebody is talking and willing to, you know, to dwell on the subject and not like a lot of people think like, oh, same thing every day, same thing every day. What do you know about the same thing every day? Tell me. If you think that I talk about the same thing every day, you tell me what you know about this that you think, well, I should stop talking about. I talk about it because I know a lot of people are like me who there was a time, 50 years, when I didn't have a clue about anything. So if somebody was talking and talking all the time and make sense for me, I would have learned something. But I did not, because there was nobody. All right? So this is what it says in this writing here. It says, and Esau, there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his ARM brought salvation. Like his strength, his power, right? Brought him salvation unto him. And his righteousness, it sustained him. Now, listen to the rest of this. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate. Who is this talking? Who this just described? That when it says, the law, it says, this verse here that says, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm, ARM, brought salvation unto him. Unto him who? It's not the arm of the Lord brought the Lord salvation, right? It brought salvation to a source. Salvation. He brought salvation to a source. Because he says, and his righteousness stained him. So it is a source. It is someone. All right? So it goes on to say, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate. This is the someone. Put on righteousness as a breastplate. And an helmet of salvation upon his head. So figure what this person would be like. And he put on the garment of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay fury with fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the Lord. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. So think about that, my friends. Think about that real good. See what you get from that. Now, so let me read this little synopsis here. Showing results for sodomite, only good at chasing black people for what they could not civilly produce for themselves. Then kill them then kill them in church. Sodomite culture. After 1.8 million years, cannot manage on their own. But today, look at them. Where they are making life is where they suck up the black people them, who don't have enough sense to read and to know who they are. So, this is what the white people do. If you tell them to go where they belong, they don't know what you're talking about. Because they think they are, anywhere they are, it's theirs. You know, that goes against even the very law that they say they use to run a government. They don't run that government the way they treat the African people. You see, no, they want justice in what they do, but there is no justice for the black people who live in their own territories. And they come there and say they are taking it over and kill them to take it over and do all kind of stuff. Now, can't you see something is terribly, awfully confused where black people are submitting themselves to white people? And if you could say that the first calendar is the calendar that affects you as an African person, AD and Adamani doesn't affect you at all. Right? You're not supposed to be one who obey AD and Adamani laws. If you can go in there with the World History textbook and tell, you know, if you have a problem, go in there with the World History textbook. Right there, you chase them back to Europe. Because they don't have a jurisdiction here at all. They cannot come here as a criminal and make up jurisdiction for government and treat the people who are settled here for thousands of years. You know, don't compare it with citizenship, because the government that is established on earth for civilized and orderly people don't have nothing to do with democracy and the system of democracy that these sodomite people walk in. Okay? Nothing to do with that. The government's been here, and you set up your government under the kingship rule and the many kingship laws. It's universal. It's not something that you talk about, it's a Florida or a Tennessee type of thing. No. Kingship government is universal by civilized people. And they come along and they making up all kinds of different things. Like Islam has a Sharia law that they used to govern the people when they seize authority of the African people, them, you know, and all they're doing is wrongly emulating what the gods have established in civility. That's all they do, right? But remember what I say: to have authority over these people, you must have the truth that supersede what they do. And when you know the history of their existence, then you know what? You have it all sewed up
on them. That's it. Search. This is it. Oh, there is another. Okay. Oh, yes. So this is what I have to say today. This is what I have to say today. And I don't see light going any further. And hope that you have heard something, at least a fundamental fact, a truth, that you can go off and use as a template, the way you draw conclusion, the way you use your judgment. That is basically what I talk about just now, right? And leave you to chew your cud. And I speak honorably to people who appreciate words that are written in stone, okay, and not fooling around, something to keep you right on track as long as you live and as long as you think and as long as you want to think civilized. That's what I talk about. Take good care, and I hope everything is kept in the right condition, and we will continue to appreciate our life and give thanks to the Most High gods for what they have given us, and just live it all as the breath is breathed. We continue until it's over with. For right now, we got to stand up for just what is true and let the Lord do what he wants to do, so long as we just do what pleases them. Mm-hmm.